Hi, I'm Bonnie Mering from the Free Software Foundation Europe, and I have 5 minutes to present Youth Hacking for Freedom to you. This is due to me because I'm a very last, late approacher, and yeah, it's a bit of my fault, but I'm very happy the Fosden people made this possible for me to present the Youth Hacking for Freedom coding competition to you. So, what's it all about? Well, Youth Hacking for Freedom is a programming competition for teenagers that will come to the eligibility criteria in a second. Basically, you develop your own project in a period of 6 months, and in those periods, you work on this project by yourself or in a team. You can always ask for help, and there are no limitations to the project ideas. We know this is quite a challenge, and we are always happy to help with coming up of a project idea, and you can always approach us during this time. The only requirement is that it needs to be free software in the end. So you need to publish it under a free software license. We always help with this as well. So if you have questions about licensing, you can always approach us. And yeah, that's basically the idea of Youth Hacking for Freedom. And now I come to the eligibility criteria and who can actually participate. I think not all of you are in this age area, but you might know people who are, or teachers, so feel free to share the information. Yeah, people between 14 and 18 can participate from Europe, not just the EU. You don't need citizenship, you need to live here, so also refugees are welcome to participate. Sadly, we cannot help with hardware in this case, but maybe the local hackspace can help out. and you don't, yeah, as I already said, you don't need to have the European citizenship. So feel free to share this information, as I now see a bit of older faces than 14. And this is where they can register. And you find all this information also on youthhackingforfreedom.org. And now about the programming period. It already started for this year, but we will have a next year as well. And we are still open for late registration. So people can actually participate or join us during the whole time of the coding period. Then they just don't have that much time as the others. So, and we know that, we take this a bit into account. Yeah, and there are already around 90 people who have joined up for this year's coding competition. So usually some of them drop out during the 6 months period. And yeah. This is how the period looks like, and during this time, we have monthly calls. So we try to give them some input about free software, about how you actually work on projects. There's an expert from our jury who tells them more about the whole topic of Git, for example, which is quite a large input session, or how to actually do licensing. So we are always there, we are approachable, and in those monthly calls, the teenagers also have the possibility to actually talk to each other in breakout rooms, to chat with each other, and to connect to other young people from all over Europe who are actually also interested in programming and free software, which I heard from some participants from the last two rounds that this is really an amazing thing because they are actually building friendships all across Europe, and then they visit each other and they form